While at one time things looked really promising for this year's peanut crop, the latest numbers show that compared to this time last year, the crop is starting to show stress on the heat and lack of rain in many areas. Many across the southeast had been talking about a promising crop in most cases, and while hopes of that have not ended yet, this hot dry spell has been a real concern for those, especially with dry land acres. While some areas have been fortunate to receive some spotty rainfall, other areas have not been as lucky. Ken Barton with the Florida Peanut Producers Association said some really need a good general rain.
We've had sufficient rainfall up till 2 weeks ago, and now we're reaching a critical stage.
But other than a lack of rain, he said the crop in Florida, for the most part, is doing pretty well.
A few outbreaks of some worms, but nothing major. Right now, the crop is progressing right about average, so if we can get some good beneficial rainfall, we're looking for good yields.
But no matter whether your fields are located in Florida, Alabama, or Georgia, you are being reminded to get out and walk those fields to make sure you know exactly what is happening to them. Dr. John Beasley, peanut agronomist with the University of Georgia, said that is especially important right now.
Underneath those vines, you may be having insect problems. Diseases may be about to explode on you. Soil may be drying out a little more than you think, especially as hot as it's been recently. So you just got to get out there and look and make sure there's not something out there robbing you of yield potential.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.